The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero. Not a no. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. Got a little McNair in. Got a little Conor McGregor in.
Yeah.
Talked about tastemakers. Good stuff all around. Good.
I had to poop.
Yeah, and I kind of went on an extended McNair rant while you did that.
Yeah, like it's my worst case scenario to have to poop at work, but it was a must today. I told you, like, right when we were about to start, I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna make it.
Yeah, and he didn't.
And then I didn't make it.
See, now we're gonna hear this twice today because I had a story for Jong just so he could play his song.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna save that story because I don't think I can do this song twice in one show.
I used the very last of my wet wipes too, so I have to replenish.
Yeah, and these restrooms here are not.
That's not great.
They're not conducive to it, that's for sure. I'm going to put a bow on this McNair thing. I'll tell you what, I'd probably fight a Greek now that I think about it. We were talking about white guys that you wouldn't want to fight. Maybe a Greek.
You wouldn't want to?
No, I would.
I mean,
I could probably take a Greek.
They're Spartans, technically.
Not anymore. Remember, they got conquered. And they're sort of the same part of the world as my people.
So yeah.
I think that'd be an even match. I'd probably fight somebody from Switzerland because they're neutral.
Yeah.
What about Poland?
Part of the
former Soviet Union still, but...
Yeah.
Austria?
Yeah, that'd probably be okay.
Okay.
I think Canadians, your safest bet.
As long as we're not on the ice.
Yeah.
As long as we're not playing a hockey game, I would fight a Canadian.
Okay.
Yeah. They'd be too nice, though.
Yeah.
Oh, so sorry I hit you, Ace.
Let's just talk this out.
Oh, that's a lot of blood. Oh, I'm so sorry. You should try our health care. Here, take this with you. They put a bow on the McNair thing, a tweet from 713. I don't think McNair is hatefully racist, but behind closed doors, he seems like he'd be the typical old rich white guy stereotype saying, you know, those people.
Oh, yeah. I feel that way, too.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm...
But I had no reason to feel that way until he started opening his mouth.
Well, that's the thing. The things he's saying certainly give that image. I can only speak to the guy I knew 15 years ago, and that wasn't the case. But it's
obvious. I'm starting to wonder if the older you get, the more accepting you are of, like, maybe feelings that you've been able to fight away for a long time.
I just think you lose
you just care less.
Well, but... You're in a pretty public position.
Oh, yeah.
You can't not care.
But when you're old, maybe sometimes you just say, you know what, man, to hell with it. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, I don't know. But I can't defend the guy anymore. I mean, I can't. I just, he needs to just stop talking to reporters. Mott says, this is why I wouldn't fight or shoot a Russian for that matter. And has the scene from the GIF from... Sopranos with Paulie.
Yeah.
Christopher. Yeah. Rob says, I saw AJ posted a picture of a beer earlier. Is that made in Houston?
Yeah. Lone Pint.
Oh, good.
Magnolia.
They've got some good beers, man. I've had a couple of theirs that I really like. Somebody says, speaking of hockey, do you got any plays? I will have I'll have a play next segment. I'm working through a couple things. So... I want to do Barry's four bold predictions for the Astros. It's on Sports Map.
Okay.
Because he's got the
Did he say 161 and one?
No. No, he did not.
Not that bold.
But here's bold number one. Carlos Correa will win the MVP.
It's tough. I don't think he's the best player on the team.
Well, and he brings up the fact, Mike Trout, if he's healthy all year,
Mike Trout is
going to be the MVP.
He's the best player, but the problem is the Angels aren't that good.
I think they're better this year. I think they could make a run at a playoff spot, and if they do, and Mike Trout has a Mike Trout year,
agreed,
he wins. Aaron Judge could easily get better this year, and he was close last year.
Giancarlo Stanton could.
And Giancarlo Stanton's also in the AL, and he won the NL last year.
But Jose Altuve is also on his team.
And I think that's a thing. They could easily split votes, yeah. And he mentions that. But that's bold prediction number one from Barry Laminack. Bold prediction number two. So I'm going to go, nice prediction. I think Correa is an MVP in the league someday.
I don't think it's yet.
I don't think his time is yet. Bold prediction number two. Marwin Gonzalez will have a better year than he did in 2017.
Oh, I think that's wrong. I think last year was,
yeah,
Marwin's career year, and Marwin's not as good as he looked like he was last year.
Unless he's juicing.
Yeah, that's possible.
So I'm going to also go no on that one.
Okay.
Bold prediction number three. Jose Altuve won't get 200 hits.
Oh, he gets hurt?
He just says we've gotten spoiled by his output. He's probably going to come in around 190, 195, but won't surprise him if he doesn't reach 200.
Okay. That's a reasonable expectation.
Yeah, I mean,
we have gotten spoiled. We just assume 200's coming every year.
Yeah, and that's not easy to do.
No.
So, I'll go with that's a bold prediction. I still don't think it happens, but I like the prediction. Bold prediction number four, Lance McCullers will lead the team in wins.
Again, that's one that I'm going to go on because I don't think he's going to stay healthy all year.
Well, I've always said this guy has ace stuff. There's no question.
He does.
And I think this year, next year, one of these two seasons, the guy's going to stay healthy all year. He's going to start pitching deeper into games, and he's going to emerge into a guy that is a legit number one type pitcher. And I think it happens. I think it happens either this year or next year. So I'm going to go, that's not that bold. Verlander's getting up there. He's still pitching well.
You know what I think, though? I think Gerrit Cole might have the most upside of anyone in that rotation.
And that is that's a good one to predict, too. Because, you know, Keuchel's been really good, but he's also had off years, 2 years ago.
And Keuchel also, he doesn't get the strikeouts. Like, at some point, you know, these guys who are dominant strikeout pitchers, they tend to be the guys who maintain dominance.
Yeah.
It's hard to be Greg Maddux unless you're Greg Maddux.
I would say this would not be a bold prediction if he said McCullers or Cole will lead the team in wins.
That would be not bold.
That would be, you'd still be an underdog in that. I still think most people would take Verlander, Keuchel over.
Probably.
Yeah, over Cole, McCullers. But I think one of these years, very soon, McCullers is going to stay healthy all year. And I think he's figuring it out, and he's gonna have a monster season.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to stay healthy.
Okay.
I think he's like the Blake Griffin of the Astros.
Yeah.
Every year it's going to be something.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just want him there for the playoffs. But I think,
you know what? Chris Paul's been healthy. And if Chris Paul can do it, anybody can do it.
Yep. 281 says bold prediction, Gerrit Cole wins a Cy Young.
That's pretty bold.
Yeah.
You know what? I think maybe Lance McCullers is the Yao Ming of the Astros. If he stays healthy, that's always a thing.
Yeah, but the difference was if he can't, they're still fine. When the Rockets didn't
Yao. When Yao wasn't healthy, it was over.
Yeah, yeah, they were still okay, but... Yeah, you know, we come back, we'll do a little Masters update and see how our guys are doing.
Oh, yes.
Because it's a tradition like no other on the Blitz. But right now, I'm going to tell you about Draft.com and what a cool, cool fantasy site this is. If you love fantasy baseball, fantasy of any kind, hockey, how about golf? I played a golf fantasy draft. Go to Draft.com or get the app Draft. It's great. Daily fantasy baseball, sports, everything, but it's not like the other guys. On Draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Your draft lasts for just one night, and you're done drafting. That's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Just set it and forget it. And the best part? Play for cold, hard cash, and you get paid out the next day. Drafts start as low as $1, so there's a draft for everyone. I decided, you know what? I want a little extra rooting interest on the Masters, so I participated in a draft last night. Came away with Rory McIlroy, Ricky Fowler, Patrick Reed, Charlie Hoffman, and Fred Couples. And you know what? Nobody else has those guys. I have them against everybody else. And right now, don't want to say anything because it's way too early, but I'm crushing these guys. And you can do that on draft. You can play golf. You could have played the Masters. You can still get in on the Masters. They've got three-round games for you. And I play hockey almost every day on this thing. It's great. Check it out. Join me on Draft today. Search Draft in your app store or play right from your computer on draft.com. And for a limited time only, all Blitz listeners get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code Fred. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using my promo code Fred when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store and go to draft.com. Enter the promo code Fred. And we're back on the Blitz. A tradition like no other. Our golf pool. Somebody asked who had Sergio Garcia. That would have been me.
Fred the Falcon has him.
But the way this works.
I'll make sure to talk in my golf voice for this entire segment.
Maybe we should do redneck golf voices.
No, not on day one.
Okay, we'll save that for day two.
No.
As far as your leaderboard goes, Tony Finau snapped his ankle yesterday, shot 4 under. He's not on anyone's team.
Snapped his ankle.
Yeah, he rolled his ankle yesterday, apparently.
Oh, he's that guy?
He dislocated it, yeah. And
he's out for the season?
No, but he's leading the tournament. That shows you how golfers are so tough. Jordan Spieth tied for the lead through 14. That's Jong's guy.
Okay.
Henrik Stenson. Does anyone have him?
No.
3 under.
I think I had him, and I changed him to Louis Oosthuizen.
I think you're right. Charlie Hoffman, brother of AJ, 3 under. I have him on my draft team. Adam Hadwin from Canada. Oh, geez, 3 under. Patrick Reed on my team, 3 under.
Nice.
Lee Hautong, 3 under.
That's who you should have taken, John.
Yeah. Matt Kuchar, 3 under.
That he's on.
I think he's on my team.
Fred's team, yeah. That was your last pick.
Rory McIlroy, 3 under.
Okay.
That's you.
That's me.
Phil Mickelson is 2 under.
Yeah, that's me.
Some other names you might have heard of. Ricky Fowler, 1 under.
That's you. Okay. Boy, is Jong's team sucking it up? He's got Spieth and then nobody else?
Who are his other guys?
He's got Bubba Watson.
Let's see what Bubba shot plus one.
Ooh. Tiger?
Plus one.
Paul Casey?
Scrolling down. Don't see where he is yet.
Plus 20.
No, I must have missed him. He's got to be up higher. I'll go look again. I hate these scroll down things. Because I
told you, use the Apple or the app Command F.
Who has Justin Rose?
Justin Rose is on my team.
Even.
Okay.
Who was Jong's other guy?
He had Paul Casey.
Okay. So Paul Casey plus two.
Okay. What about John Rahm? R A H M.
Plus one.
What about Matsuyama?
Hideki Matsuyama. I'm looking him up. That one takes longer to type.
Yeah. You don't have to type the whole thing. You just type Matsu and then hit enter, and it'll take you to it.
Somehow it kicked me off the site.
Oh, damn it.
Because Hideki is plus one.
Okay. What about Jason Day?
Jason Day, who all of us had high hopes for, plus three.
Oh, no. Did that thing happen to him again, that disease that gets him?
I don't know.
Where he just, like, he runs out of energy, and I don't know what that's called, but... He's screwed me with that disease before.
your last place guy right now is Harry Ellis at plus 14.
Oh, that's not great.
And on my team, and not going to make the cut, Sergio.
Oh, no.
Defending champ, plus 9.
Oh,
he had a 15.
Boy. He shot a 15 on one hole?
Yes, the worst score ever at the Masters. He put 5 balls in the water.
How do you do that?
I could do that, but I'm not a professional.
Yeah, Well, if I were there, I would have done the same thing.
Isn't it like putt-putt after 10 strokes? You just get a 10? That's like the max on a hole?
No.
Damn.
They actually make you play that out, so.
That's everybody except for how are Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson doing?
Dustin Johnson, even.
Okay.
And Justin Thomas, I'm going to have to search for him because I don't see him.
Yeah, that's your first pick.
He's... That's why am I getting Thomas Peters? That's not what I wanted. Now I got to type in the whole name.
You can know you can just hit that arrow.
No, okay. Well, plus two for Justin Thomas.
Okay, what about Oosthuizen?
Louis.
Just type in OOST.
Minus one.
Okay.
Tied for 14th.
I feel like I'm doing okay. I don't have anybody who's blowing it. I mean, Jason Day's kind of blowing it, but yeah. Plus three, I can
well,
swing.
I am down to five guys now because there's no way Sergio's surviving, but I feel pretty good about my guys near the top.
Okay.
So
the deal is, though, so if for some reason two of your guys don't make the cut, you just play with the four.
Right.
But if all six of your guys make the cut, you just take the four best scores at right. the end of the weekend, right?
Right. Right.
So you, I don't have to decide on Saturday like to no, drop two
no, no,
of my
no,
guys.
No, it's the four lowest scores.
Okay.
And if for some reason three guys miss the cut, then you're
out.
So, which I'm the only one in danger of that happening too, because I'd have to have two guys implode tomorrow.
Yeah, but Sergio, you're pretty sure is donezo. It's hard to come back from a 15.
You don't come back from that, and you don't come back from nine over.
Oh, you can't shoot a 15 under.
So think about
not happening.
Let's just say he had parred that hole, which I'm assuming was a par five, right?
I believe it was.
Okay, so if he had parred that. That we're dropping 10 strokes from his score. He's minus one.
Yeah.
If he pars that hole.
Well, we'll take a bogey.
Then he's even.
Right, one in the water. So a double, right? Plus one.
You're in it.
You're in it. But
yeah,
no.
He's in the water.
Man.
Yeah, well done. Well done, Jong.
That's tough.
Yeah. And that is your Masters update and the Blitz Pool update. A tradition like no other.
Is it a tradition like no other or a tradition unlike any other?
I don't know. What's the exact phrasing? I got to start getting this right. I just know there's...
I think it's a tradition unlike any other.
I thought it was a tradition like no other, but I could be wrong.
A tradition unlike any other.
I should be doing the Masters update.
Well, you are.
I thought you were a pro, and now you're like a tradition like no other.
Well, what the hell? I don't pay that much attention. I don't ever listen to any of it. I just heard the commercials a couple times. All right, fine. A tradition... unlike any other.
Thank you. That's much more professional sounding.
That sounds so pretentious.
It is. That's the whole point.
I know.
The whole Masters is pretentious. Yeah, Golf is pretentious.
That's true. Don't tell that to Granato. He'll hit you over the head with his wedge.
No, who cares?
His gap wedge.
I'll hit John in the gap.
Okay. That's a little too personal. And whatever you wish to, you want to get into those kind of things, that's fine, but I really don't think you should be saying that on air. Tradition.
I'll hit John in the gap.
Okay, that's, hey, man, whatever your lifestyle is, that's your business.
Damn right it is.
I don't really need to hear about it.
Well, then don't listen.
How do I not listen?
I don't know.
You can tell
figure
that,
it out.
No, you can tell that to a listener.
Figure it out.
It's easy for you to say, hey, you don't have to listen so they can change a channel. I can't change a channel. I'm here.
Turn your headphones down.
No.
Turn your headphones down.
I can't turn my headphones down. I have to do the show.
Then I'll hit John in the gap.
Okay, you do that. You do that.
Tell me what I can and can't say.
Hey, did you see
this? I'll hit John in the gap.
I hope you're saving that because we're gonna play that next time Granato's around. Say, hey, I don't know if you knew this.
I hope he knows. He knows.
Well, you already have then.
Yeah, he knows.
That's
he knows
much. Too much information. Did you see that they're making another Indiana Jones? Right. Which I'm kind of like, please stop. But I guess Shia LaBeouf was supposed to be the guy, and then he's not returning.
Because he's a weirdo. He's like a mess.
Yeah.
He can't get his life together.
Guess who's listening?
Much less play Indiana Jones.
Guess who's listening?
Who?
Granato.
Good. I'll hit you in the gap, Granato.
But look what they're thinking about for Indiana Jones. Steven Spielberg says the next Indiana Jones could be a woman.
Oh, no. I've seen that movie. It's called Tomb Raider.
Yeah. I'm kind of...
I think they should go with a black Indiana Jones.
That'd be cool.
Except his name can't be Indiana.
No.
No black guy is going to make it through life named Indiana.
No. Idris Elba is Indiana Jones. I would watch that.
Yeah, but he'd have to have a cooler name.
I was wondering if it's the gap in his hair.
I don't care. Whatever gap he'll let me hit.
You're a sad, sad puppy. But, okay, this will sound incredibly sexist. I'm okay with these, with a lot of these films where the woman is the main character.
Like the Lady Ghostbusters movie? You loved that.
I actually thought it was better than I was expecting.
I didn't watch it.
I don't really...
Because I'm sexist.
Yeah, I don't really like... Because it's almost like you're going out of your way to not be sexist. It's, let's have a female Indiana Jones. Come on, man. Like, I like movies like Atomic Blonde, I thought was really good.
Okay.
But that was created for a woman. Ordinarily, I don't care. It's like, put somebody in there. If they're good, they're good. But I think now you're just going too far. That's all.
Barry recommends Chicago Jones. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah, that does sound like a tough guy.
Yeah.
Or Memphis.
Dallas Jones.
Dallas is kind of a white guy name.
Yeah, we kind of have to stay in the Midwest, I think. You could probably get out of Indiana, but I don't think you can come all the way to Texas.
Indianapolis Jones. No. Bloomington Jones. No, that doesn't work either.
No.
Omaha Jones.
Madison Jones. That's what you...
Lincoln Jones.
I like that one.
Lincoln's a good one. Minneapolis. No. No. That's not good.
No, but...
Sioux Falls Jones.
Oh, God. Absaroka Jones.
That's a good one.
There you go.
That's a good one. Spokane Jones.
If you're going to go with Minneapolis, then go with the woman and call it Minnie Jones.
Okay, that'd be good.
Yeah. The hell did we get on that? All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Under murder, sitting next to you. You think I'm going to get this sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, John, could we get something other than the Golf Channel on? This is some movie about the 1928 U.S. Open, and it looks hideous.
How come the golf's not actually on?
Yeah, let's watch some, like, real Masters.
This is like a bootleg Bagger Vance movie.
Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like. It's a white guy, Bagger Vance, is what it is.
It's Bagger Vance without the star power.
Yeah. 956, reflecting back to yesterday. Sir, we don't shoot a 15 at the Masters.
No.
I could just see him telling him that. Getting a lot of suggestions on...
We're going to have to ask you to leave, Mr. Garcia. you brought shame upon our entire facility.
Sir, you're Spanish. You're going to have to go. Getting a lot of suggestions for Jones names pretty much every city in the country. And I like
Albuquerque Jones would be a good one.
Somebody suggested Beaumont Jones. I think Beaumont in any name works. Remember?
That's a tough sounding name.
Jackie Brown, Livingston Beaumont.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that worked. He died.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert if you haven't seen the 20-year-old film. But Beaumont Jones, I like that.
There's some that don't quite work. Like Tampa Bay Jones doesn't work.
No, that's a fail. Orlando Jones?
Washington, D.C. Jones. Great.
No.
But Baltimore Jones.
Baltimore Jones would work.
That'd be okay.
Okay.
Los Angeles Jones? Not great.
No.
San Francisco Jones?
See, and now...
Not great.
Now we're getting to be sticklers on the text line. Indiana Jones is named after a state. You only suggested city names.
We tried states, dummy.
They're going to put a woman in there. We can call it whatever we want.
Yeah. We're just trying to make it sound like New Mexico Jones.
No,
not
I'm gonna
good.
Go with a no.
Vermont Jones.
No, anytime I hear Vermont, I think Bernie Sanders. I'm
what
out.
About New Hampshire Jones then?
No,
just go right next.
Doesn't
door.
Work. Rhode Island Jones doesn't work. Yeah.
Isn't there really someone named Georgia Jones?
I think there is. I think there's an Orlando Jones, too.
Alabama Jones.
Alabama Jones.
I would like that.
Now, the only Alabama in movies is True Romance, to my knowledge.
Yeah, that's a good name. It's an underrated name.
Yeah. Alabama Worley. Mrs. Alabama Worley. My God. I have so many useless memories in my head of movies and things like that. What about Delaware Jones?
That wouldn't be bad.
409 says Beaumont Jones sounds too much like Bomani Jones.
That's true.
Yeah, probably so.
Maybe we can change his last name, too.
409 says, my nickname is Don Beaumont. I picked it up in college in Beaumont, and it's stuck ever since.
Okay.
Kentucky Jones.
That might be good. Tennessee Jones.
Tennessee Jones. I think there's your winner.
So. If I were a black guy, I would want to be named Tennessee. That's a cool-sounding name. A white guy would just get made fun of with that name.
Well, Tennessee Williams. He didn't get made fun of.
That's true. He probably did. Was that his real name, though?
Yeah, well, I think so. It was certainly his writing name.
Yeah.
AKA with Compton Jones starring Ice Cube.
No, that's too stereotypical.
Clayton Hawaii 5 Jones.
That was horrible.
Lance Idaho Jones for a woman. Think about that for a second.
Tennessee Williams' real name was Thomas Lanier Williams III.
Yeah. Such a fancy name.
Yeah. Thomas Lanier.
Lanier.
Yeah, he's a fancy. He probably worked the course at
Thomas Lanier Jones.
Yeah, hi, I'm Thomas Lanier Jones.
The third.
Williams. Williams.
Oh, that was Thomas.
You must get my name right.
I got our two bits mixed up. Sorry.
Sir, there's no calling me Thomas Lanier at the Masters.
The third, you mean.
Exactly.
Don't mistake me for my father, Thomas Lanier Williams,
junior.
The second.
He was junior.
No, you're fancy when you're the second, not a junior.
That's true. Somebody reminded me of the hockey play. Toronto, New Jersey over 6 tonight.
Okay.
And if you want to play a team there, I'd lean New Jersey because they have to win and Toronto doesn't, but they're going to score some goals on that one. So over 6 is my play tonight.
All right.
We'll see if we can keep the train rolling.
So the origin of Tennessee Williams came from when he was doing a amateur summer theater group in Memphis, Tennessee. He wrote the laughter enchanted me, and then and there the theater and I found each other for better and for worse. I know it's the only thing that saved my life. In around 1939, he adopted Tennessee Williams.
Okay. Good for him.
The more you know.
I just know I had to read his plays in college.
Matt Kuchar, it looks like, has finished his round at 4 under, Fred.
Ooh, he made a move there.
That's nice for you.
Way to go, Matty.
He had four birdies on his last 6 holes. That's nice.
Yeah, Matty nice. Oh, I have
horrible.
Thank you, everyone. I have the full list.
Shame.
Horrible.
That looks like Mickelson putting. Very lefty.
Big Philly. Big Philly style.
He's lined up about 10 feet from the hole.
Oh, he better sink this.
I don't know if he's putting for birdie or par.
That looks pretty flat to me.
It's going. Nope, he's going to miss. It's going to low. Oh, he missed it. Oh.
Suck, Phil.
That was for birdie.
Oh, Phil. Whose team is he on?
He's on my team.
2 under, though.
That was such an evil laughter.
That was such an easy putt. I could have made that putt.
All right.
I couldn't have made that putt. But,
well, 20 tries you get it.
Yeah, eventually it would have gone in. But I'm not getting paid for it.
So how about I have the official list of all the banned phrases from the Masters. Things you cannot say there.
I want to hear this.
All right. We know about Dilly Dilly,
Dilly
right?
Dilly is on the list.
Dilly Dilly. Nyet.
Okay.
Baba Booey.
Baba Booey's not allowed, huh?
Baba Booey not allowed.
That's too bad.
Here's another one. Mashed potatoes.
Okay.
I don't know why. Not allowed. This one I know because they got a guy from when I was there a long time ago. You the man. Or you the man.
Okay. What if you say you're the man?
That doesn't count.
That's allowed?
That's not allowed, no.
Oh, it's not allowed.
I think one of my favorites was I heard this on TV. And somebody tees off and somebody says in this real loud voice, you're the person! It's like, oh my God. You can't say, I love Martha Burke.
Okay.
Who's Martha Burke?
She's the one that went after Augusta for not having any women, if I'm not mistaken. I that was a long time ago. Somebody can probably clarify that. Sweep the leg, Johnny.
I could see why that would be distracting.
Annika Sorenstam loves trapeze.
That's neat. I didn't expect to hear that on the list.
No. But if she does, I'm interested. Free Meek.
Okay.
Dinklage for president.
Okay.
Okay.
You're sticklers, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I've torn up about three of my signs that I was planning on showing up with.
Like, when you're in this meeting to put together this list, like, how is it Dinklage for president? How has that come up?
So I've been watching Game of Thrones.
What about Baba Booey for president?
No. It's got Baba Booey in it. Now, you can't have signs with this stuff either.
What about Dinklage loves trapeze?
That might be okay.
I mean,
you might want to try that.
Dinklage.
Yeah.
All right, here's one that I'm pretty sure should be banned. To infinity and beyond.
Oh, boy.
How about
Buzz Lightyear, really?
Buzz Lightyear, banned from the Masters. Activate the glutes.
Okay.
Here's one I can kind of see. They probably got sick of this. Jimmy Carter eats peanuts.
Okay.
Hey, security, can you pick me out of this sea of people? Rip Harambe.
R.I.P. Harambe.
Yep, that's banned.
Damn.
That's my sign.
That was on my walkout shirts.
We don't celebrate gorillas at Augusta National, sir.
That's a damn shame.
That's racist.
That is racist. Against gorillas.
Nobody beats the Wiz.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know why that would be
or
banned.
A Wiz, I don't know, but Brandle's my daddy.
Okay, I don't know who Brandle is.
I don't either.
But Brandle loves trapeze.
And Brandle for president. Bikini wax, you cannot say. That's because there was one of the guys that got kicked off the announcing team because he said they had bikini wax greens.
Oh, okay.
So he got kicked. Augusta got him kicked off the. He was banned from doing the Masters, and so now you can't say bikini wax. Here's another one. Drive it, Miss Daisy. That sounds like a porno to me.
Yeah, I like that.
So even if the announcers say all these words, they get kicked out too? Like, if Jim Nance says dilly-dilly.
If Jim Nance says dilly-dilly, I bet you Jim Nance doesn't get to do the Masters anymore. Although, really? I think he's like a member there, right?
They can't kick him out mid-round, can they?
No, I don't think they would. But,
I mean, then who's going to do their project? But
they're going to kick him off mid-dilly.
Nance probably put this list together. He was probably in the room when they did it. Three more. Insert band name should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Yeah, that's.
I've never heard of insert band name.
Well, that's where you insert the band name that you think should be in the Rock and Roll
Hall
of Fame.
The Jongs should not be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Kiss should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame!
Yeah.
The Augusta hates when you talk about Kiss.
Yeah, and Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
They're not a fan of that either.
What was that guy's name? Psy?
Yeah, Psy.
Oh, he's a hit maker.
Can You Hear Me Now? Band.
There's a lot of band stuff.
And here's the last one. Hashtag anything.
Ooh.
Like if you put a hashtag and then anything behind it, nope.
Hit him with the Heinz not on there?
Nope.
That's what Stern fan does now. And when Baba Booey's banished, they say hit him with the Heinz.
So, yeah, that's it.
Wow. That's a lot of stuff. You say that's it. That's a lot.
I know. But that's the official list of banned phrases at Augusta National Golf Club.
They're taking this too seriously.
Somebody put that out on Instagram. Well, but that's what they do there, man. You talk about pretentious. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Open Gangnam Style.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. If you haven't checked out Sports Map today, tons of great stuff on there. Go and check it out. I'm kind of curious. I always like to hit the blitzers up to see what they think of things. Thinking during football, maybe adding a weekly Cowboys report and a weekly Saints report.
Okay.
Because we have a lot of Saints and Cowboys fans here. So I'd just be curious if people would be interested in that for Sports Map. And no, we're not naming the new Indiana Jones, Regina Jones.
It's a good one, though.
It's a really good one, but no, we're not doing it. All right, let's do these Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Spoiler alert, this one's probably not kid-friendly.
Okay.
So,
probably, turn your radios down if you've got children in the car.
But we're going to stay on the golf theme, and we're going to go to Brackenwood, England, where some gentlemen were coming along, playing their round of golf.
It's a big golf day.
Yeah. They get to the ninth hole.
Okay.
Where they find a man with no shirt on.
Okay.
His pants pulled down.
Okay.
And he appears to be...
defecating.
No. Appears to be...
masturbating.
Sexing the ninth hole.
Oh.
With the flag in his bum, as they say in England.
Oh. How do you even do that by yourself?
It's... well...
like, that's a two-man job, right?
There is a video. I don't recommend you watch the video, but there's a video.
Let's just go through this play-by-play. You've decided that you're going to have sex with the ninth hole.
Okay, let's start with that because I can't make that decision ever. Okay,
but let's just put yourself in the crazy shoes a moment.
Yeah, well, that's quite cute. I think I'm going to.
Okay.
All right.
So you remove the flag.
That's right.
You lay down.
Face down.
Face down. Because it's not like you can...
there's your video right there, by the way.
It's not like there's a lot of positions you can go with.
No, this is face down. Whoever's holding the camera.
How do you then get the flag back up to where it can go in your...
well, looking at the video, he's got the flag with his left hand, and he appears to be working the rest with his hips.
Man, that's difficult. That's a big ask.
Yeah, that's... apparently, the shot golfers filmed the incident in Bebington, Merseyside. And it says, in the video, the man can be seen lying down topless with trousers pulled down as the men look on in shock. After a minute or so, he gets up, puts the flag back in the hole, pulls his pants up, walks off. The guy who filmed the scene saying...
did they go check the result?
He just said, Bagsy ain't picking the flag out of that hole. About his caddy. It's the weirdest thing I've ever had the misfortune to see. He was on his own, and it looked like he was doing it for a kick and filming himself doing it. I don't think he was drunk because he was filming himself. There was only me and three other friends on the course. I thought he was all alone, and when he realized we spotted him, he was not bothered.
Did he wear rubber?
It doesn't say that. Scary to think there were a lot of kids around that area, he says. Very strange. Who knows what goes through people's heads?
Who knows what the ninth hole does, though, like on a random Saturday morning?
That's true. It's definitely a game of golf I will never forget, he said. He also finally said, all I can say is if my ball ever goes in the ninth hole at Brackenwood, it can stay there. An investigation of the incident is ongoing. And actually, police posted on Facebook because it went viral, if you know who this guy is.
If you've seen this man.
If you've seen this butt.
This whole golf hole molester.
Yeah. So that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So Jordan Spieth has gotten to 7-under through 17.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that's good. Although
it's a big number.
Apparently he knocked his drive off into the trees.
Oh, 18, good.
So, all right. Since we can actually watch now. But yeah, that was a pretty disturbing story. It's, you know, and... yeah, a lot of people want Cowboys. And yes, it was a hole in one.
You think it was just one? Who knows? You didn't see him on the eighth.
Yeah, that's true. Is that a one-stroke penalty? Yeah. It could be a multiple-stroke penalty. I didn't know.
You should have just waved those guys through.
I didn't know. Goodbye. Harvey Weinstein made it over to England. Yeah, well, if that's... I don't know if I should go into this because it's just going to lead me down a path that... and I've already told people that they can, well, by ending it, you can come back now. Why is my computer trying to restart?
I don't know. My computer's been a mess all day.
Yeah, I just got the Mac OS High Sierra 10.13.4 update.
Yeah.
And it says it's going to try to, I'm going to make that wait till tonight. I'm not doing that while the show's on.
Good job.
Yeah, I hate having the little red one on the app thing, though.
It drives me insane.
Did he putt from the rough? Stop. Stop. Stop it. was it his driver or his putter?
No.
Was it his nine wood? Yeah, there you go. Russ, do you think sex with the ninth hole is frowned upon at Augusta?
Sir, you're going to have to
stop
sex in our greens.
It's not on the list.
That's true.
That is true. There's no rule that says you can't have sex with the ninth hole. On those bikini wax greens, maybe.
Dilly dilly.
Sir, we don't put flags in our butt at Augusta National.
Not in public, anyhow.
No, sir. That's later. That's the members' party later. That's inside. Oh, boy.
All right, let me tell you guys about man centers. This guy's not low on testosterone, but if you are, you don't want to do the injections that are going to get you hooked. It could damage fertility, can cause dependency, long-term health issues, shrinkage. Nobody wants shrinkage. If you're currently on testosterone injections, there's a way out. Man Centers is helping it's helping your body focus on enhancing its own natural ability to produce testosterone. They've got three locations: Katy Freeway, Campbell, and Memorial Area, off 288 in Pearland, off 249 in Tomball. Stop in, take the free general male wellness checkup. That's $150 value, and see where your testosterone levels are at. Call them today to set up an appointment. It's simple as that, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. They've got Saturday appointments as well. If you're a busy man, you can't make time during the week, there's no excuses now. Saturday appointments fill up quickly, so call today or book your appointments online, mancenters.com. It's Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.